כן, זה יום מיוחד.
Yes, this is a special day.
ובעצם...
Actually...
אי אפשר להגיד גם כן שזה יום מיוחד, כי אנחנו...
We can't say that it's a special day because we are always with Rabash.
רוח שלו, דרך שלו.
His spirit, his way. We're not like regular people who are sorry for a person passing and not being with us with his body. Even more than when he was bodily alive with us. He's with us even more in such a way that his spirit is filling us fully. And from day to day, we're engaging in how to adhere to his words, to his breaths, his... Well, and therefore we have no more than to be thankful to the Creator who sent us such a soul that can be as a guide that leads us, manages us, fills us, as the Creator fills us through him, through Rabash, manages us. And this is how we need to therefore thank the Creator, first of all, and secondly, to that soul, that exertion that Rabash did in order to build Bnei Baruch, to give us all that wisdom, that method by which we can come to adhere to the Creator. That's why I called this society Bnei Baruch after him, after his name Baruch Ashlag, the sons of Baruch. And let's hope that the name we took will be justified by us, and we will come to realize it until the purpose of creation. We are not quite in or adhered to the customs, like in a yahrzeit, the way the customary is for religious people and also for secular people, where the main thing for them is on that day to remember and do all kinds of rituals around the name, around the landmark, etc. We understand that a person is not in his body, that he's somewhere there in the cemetery. That is completely not the direction of our thought. It's like Baal HaSulam said that I don't care whether they bury the sack of bones of mine. And it's truly so, because the spirit is not connected to these bones. We are not, we don't belong to that. Hence, we should adhere to his spirit as we remember, and we are of custom to connect to him even more on the day of his passing, the Yotzeit, because it's more of a reason, an opportunity, a means, even more to come closer to his spirit, and even more come closer to the Creator through him and through the ways of Rabash.
When you chose the name Bnei Baruch, sons of Baruch, what did you dream would happen?
Because that's our spiritual father. That's why we're his sons. And that is why I had no doubt that that is what we need to be called. When did that happen? I didn't think prior to that, but when Rabash passed, the group broke apart into several kinds because there also wasn't a group. There were students there, that mostly students that I brought from the Berg Institute, and some that were the Hasidim behaved according to the Hasidic ways. The part that belonged to the family were also each according to his customs and his orthodoxy. And we came out, me and a few other people. We also came out of that group that was there. It wasn't quite a group, it was really all mixed up. We came out, there were maybe five people that joined along. And I told them, we took a room in the industrial park in Bnei Brak. And we made an agreement that we would come in the morning to there to study. And I bought all kinds of things, I remember, to clean up the place. Yeah, cleaning supplies and all kinds of such things. Cups, a water pot, everything that you need to have in a place where you sit and study. And I got there with this big box, a big carton, and then I said to them, I think that our society needs to be called Bnei Baruch, that we are the sons of Baruch Shalom Halevi Ashlag. And let's hope to be as such. That's how I felt myself, as I was always beside him for 12 years. That I'm like a little child, kind of growing up beside him. And that's what sustained me. He seemed to me as a giant, and I was always next to him as the small one. So this name seemed natural to me. That's how it came out. It's not that I was looking how to call the group. That's it. And this is how we started. In truth, you can't say that I was sorry like a regular person is sorry, with crying and screaming, or the forgive me for all what I did, and what I, because that's not suitable to us. We understand that it's all cascading from above, and a person in this world altogether, if he doesn't overcome to become like the Creator, then he's managed by the Creator as a beast. There aren't too many possibilities here. That's why there's no point in asking for forgiveness and forgivenesses and to be sorry about the past. We don't engage in such things. That's it. So simply, we continued to study. Afterwards, I drew a few more people from the outside. I started to publish it. I wanted to grow the group. And a few friends came. Students from Bar Ilan, I remember, came. The university. And a few others. Kind of good material of people. But these friends that remained from Rabash with me didn't want to accept them. They kind of disregarded them. And I understood that it's no longer the same direction that we need to be, because we're nevertheless in the days of the Messiah. And we need to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. And only to the extent in which we grow, our good future depends on that. And they didn't want that. They didn't want it. Also now, I don't know how much it's considered that they gathered, from what we hear, but some people come to them. It's not in their blood to advertise, to publish and disseminate, and to draw towards the correction of creation, but rather they engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, as much as I understand, but by growing themselves. And that seems to me as the wrong way. God forbid, I don't want to criticize them in any way, but it seems to me that in our times, as much as you help the whole world come closer to the Creator in order to bring Him contentment, by that you advance as well.
So Rabash, that you have to feel it in your heart if he was the teacher for you. Was there something that happened that you did feel it in your heart that he was the teacher for you?
Look, you can't say it any other way, that it's my teacher or not. If I am next to him in the lessons, morning and night, if I, between the lessons, go with him for his strolls, or to the beach, or to the park, the garden, or we would travel once a week, or at least once every other week, to Tiberias, or to some other place where we went alone, me and him, in one apartment, and I prepare food and we eat and I arrange his things and we're living together that way. When he entered the hospitals several times for prolonged stays, that really brought us close, because I was beside him. The first time, I had to go into the hospital with him. After 6 months, I arrived February, and at Matan Torah, meaning after about 5 months, they discovered that he has to go into the hospital and to get there an IV drip, a very strong antibiotic drip, because they thought that he had cancer in his ear. That's what the Russian doctor there told me, kind of secretly. He didn't know about that, and no one knew about that. And so they had to give him very strong medications, and he was half asleep. And I was beside him that whole time. That was 30 days straight. 30 days. And when we came out of there, I felt that I am so adhered to him that I couldn't separate already. I couldn't be apart. And then we started day after day to go to the sea, to the beach, or to the forest to do exercises, so that he will come out of this, these anesthetics, for him to wake up more and be more alert. And this is how you get accustomed to a person. I'm talking about myself. He also felt himself, because he was a pretty old person, getting accustomed to the fact that someone who's younger than him is taking care of him. and he's got more speed in him because he received such medicines that he was half asleep all the time. What else? And we learned many hours. We learned he had to learn, otherwise he would sleep. So he would obligate me to read. So I would sit next to him and read, or sit next to him and ask. And sometimes ask not so that I, because I wanted to ask, but in order to awaken him so that he won't enter too much into that dormancy, into that sleep. And this is how we went through a whole month. And during this whole month, almost no people came whatsoever. He didn't want to hear, to see, to accept people. Once, for one day, Miller replaced me, my friend, a real good friend from Bnei Baruch. And he told me later, I slept the whole time. I don't know how you can be there day and night. When I was there the day from morning to night, I just wanted to sleep. I didn't necessarily feel it that way. No. And after we came out of the hospital, it made a very strong bond between us. It worked that way that I already learned him, saw his habits. Nevertheless, when you're next to a person day and night, you care for him. This is something that brings people closer. And when I asked him later, did I receive something? He said that all that you received mostly, you received from that period that we were together at the hospital. That's it. Later, during the years, I was close to him. I would go to the store to buy food for him. Sometimes we'd go to the market once a week to also buy all kinds of ingredients, fruit. Well, I was next to him for a long time. I could allow myself to do so because before that I had a clinic in Rehovot and I came out of there with a lot of money. And I could barely work for a certain period of time. That's it. But with that, the way I was connected to him, I wasn't too connected to friends. I didn't have too much of a bond with friends because it seems to me that he also tried in such a way to do it so as well, so that I would be more adhered to him. That's why you can't say that I had a society. I learned, I heard, I knew these articles about the society that he wrote. So he gave me first to read it, and then I went to make copies of these articles. He wrote them, he hand-wrote them. And I went to photocopy them and print them out. First I gave them out to the women group. On Tuesdays they would gather for them to read it. Our women, our wives. And then on Thursdays we received these articles and studied them in the gathering of friends on Thursdays. Yes.
So how can you explain this feeling of being adhered to somebody.
To be adhered to someone, you can't with such a person because you don't know who he is. Do you understand? It's to be adhered to a great person is that you're going to serve him. Meaning what he needs bodily, corporeally, that seems to you that you understand with your corporeal intellect what he needs, then you do that. And that's considered to serve him. And then it's written in all the books about that later. In the Kabbalah books, it's written in such a way. And by you coming closer to him as much as you're capable in a corporeal way, then you start to penetrate somewhat into the inner spiritual world. Why does he think this way? Why does he decide this way? And all the things that seem to you first as strange, not so normal, unusual, like regular people do, you start to accept them even though you don't understand, and later, during a long time, you start to understand why it is so. Usually, when you acquire faith above reason, then you start to decipher your teacher correctly and understand that what appears to you as him being crude, rude, strange, that he's special in some way. Those things stem not from his corporeal nature, but from his connection with spirituality. That's how it is.
Rob, we just want to really thank you for being very close to us, and we embrace you like how you embrace Rabash. Thank you,
Rob.
I feel it. And I'm very happy that I have such students. If in practice you were during the times of Rabash, he would truly hug each and every one of you. Really. We are operating in a different time thanks to him as he advanced times. He hastened times. But definitely, my students are much greater than we were as students besides Rabash. Yes.
Rav, вот, а если бы Рабаш вот попал в центр?
Good morning, dear Rav.
Вот сейчас Бней Барух.
If the Rabash would come to the center of Bnei Baruch right now, what do you think he would say?
I don't know. You think yourself what he would say. First of all, our center is on a road that is named after Rabash. In the city of Petah Tikva, there's a road, and this road is called the road or the Rabash Street. And upon this street, there is our building, which is also named after him. And Bnei Baruch is also the sons of Baruch, Ashlag. And we learn day after day his articles, his Torah, his teachings, and we receive everything from him, actually. It's hard for me to imagine that there's something in us other than that which we received from him. Of course, after him, Bala Sulam. But he is very high up. Bala Sulam is like, I don't know, it's like this great space. And Rabash is nevertheless closer. He's truly like a father. After Rabash, Bala Sulam, Diari, Baal Shem Tov, and all the way to Rabbi Shimon. That's what we have in the wisdom of Kabbalah, from which we receive all our sources. We don't rely upon or use anything other than the Zohar with the Sulam commentary and the books of Bala Sulam and the books of Rabash. That's it. Well, and the Ari, of course. Which Bala Sulam sorted the study of Ten Sefirot according to the Ari.
Santiago.
Amado Rav. ¿Qué cualidades,
beloved Rav,
le gustaría a usted que tuviéramos nosotros, sus alumnos?
Emma.
What would you like us, as your students, to keep and preserve of the memories of Rabash, or how to follow his paths more specifically?
Learn the sources only from Bala Sulam. Then through Bala Sulam you learn also Rashbi, the Zohar. Only Bala Sulam and Rabash. These are the sources that we need to see before us only. Only. All the rest that we ourselves do is in order to get the spirit around it. But in truth, only these two people, the Creator arranged for us so that we will come closer to Him. More than that, we don't need
Him.
Other than that, the Shamati book, which we published, which I received from Rabash, and that's it. We don't need anything more. Okay, Santiago.
Muchas gracias por haber traído la luz del Rabash.
Thank you very much for having brought us the light of Rabash. Thank you very much. We're very excited.
Thank you, since through the Creator you received a desire to receive this material and attribute yourselves to the purpose of creation and try to attain it. That's something that I should thank you for. Thank you.
Innanzitutto volevamo ringraziarti anche noi per condividere.
First of all, we too wish to thank you.
Ci permette di amarlo sempre di più.
For sharing with us your love for Rabash and the stories of your stay with him. The question is, you told us that Rabash gave you Shamati, and you understood that he is going to leave you the next day. So what was your impression from that? How did you feel that moment? And what did you think with respect to your spiritual future?
I didn't think much about my spiritual future, because I thought all the time, actually. It wasn't at that moment that I thought about it. But at that given moment, when I received from him this notebook, I understood that by this, he's passing to me the method, the Torah. Because he read that before he slept. He read that when he woke up in the morning. All the articles of Shamati were always before him. And this is how he was constantly with this. And when he already gave me this thing that he was constantly connected to, I started to feel that probably that's it. He himself doesn't need it. Probably he is going to be connected to the Creator in a different way, a more internal way.
This wondrous feeling of adhesion that you describe, that you felt towards the Rabash, excites me. I have a very special regard for the Rabash, and I want the same. So that feeling, where do I take it? Maybe to the 10. What do I do with it? I want that adhesion also.
I'll tell you, as much as I was accustomed to his body, to everything that's connected around him that I took care of, whether it was serving food or going to the sauna or the massages that I would do for him, the going to the beach, going for a walk in the forest, going for a trip, sitting and studying together, as much as all those bodily things and many more of them I would do, nevertheless, I don't remember that. That's not... That doesn't remain. They become... Those actions become spiritual impressions. That's why you too, in the connection between you, can stabilize, establish a great image, which is the group, and work towards the group like towards the upper, and it's the truth, and it's right, and it's no less in any way more beneficial than... It advances you more. It truly advances you more than if you were next to him. When you are next to a great man, you have pride, even though you like it or not, you have that. You have pride, the feeling of uniqueness, that's especially you are there and not others, and so on and so forth. Those are thoughts that penetrate into a person, like it or not. And that's why it's better towards the group. It's much easier to stabilize oneself better towards the Creator. That's why it's good that we are the way we are. Because I don't demand, I truly prohibit to relate to me in any special way. Only to receive the information, the knowledge, and to implement it later between the friends.
Moscow free.
Thank you, Rav. You said that you were at Rabash's side for 12 years. You were adhered to him. In the 10, when we study Rabash's articles, we feel very powerfully their effects on us. It's felt as insufficient. The 10 can truly connect, adhere to the channel that Rabash created for us, right? Not just bestow.
That depends on your feelings, on how much you want to be closer between you and closer to him. As you want to establish this spirit that you feel that's in him, in Rabash, that you want to revitalize between you. That's considered that you're adhered to him. That's how we need to do it also with Rabash. And through that, we're also with Bala Sulam, through Rabbi Shimon. This is how we will be able to feel them all. There is no problem with this. But this is actually all so that we will prepare ourselves for the Creator to dwell in us. You're saying that the spirit of Rabash dwells in us. I don't want to say that in the same way, but that's how it is, where also the Creator needs to be revealed and dwell amongst us. What difference? I'm not expecting the spirit of Rabash, where I remember him, remember his forms, his smells, some flavors or something. No. I'm talking about his attitude, the way he related to the world, to the Creator. This attitude, I want also now for him to fill me, for him to fill Bnei Baruch, for him to fill the world, and thus the whole world will be impressed by this attitude. He will absorb it. And from this spirit, the whole world will go forward towards Dvikut with the Creator.
Sun in Canada and so on. I don't think it's all going to fall apart and each one will be able to say that he's great now, he's the... No, you all need to bring yourselves to a state where the only one who's great is the Creator. And you, all of you, want to be connected to him as much as possible through your connections in the tents, and the connection of all the tents into one tent, that is your goal. And that is the motion we have to go through, especially now in this state we call the last generation. And there's no one now here who is smaller or greater. Everyone works towards the center of the connection of everyone. And anyone who's going to take upon himself some management role, saying that he's the great teacher, the one who knows, the one that everyone... No, no. I disqualify that. We have experts in corporeal systems, right, that we need to maintain, but other than that, we need only a connection between us in a homogeneous manner, an equal manner. It's only in the center of our connection where love thy friend as thyself takes place. That is the place to which we bow.
Turkey 2.
A question from a friend. Can we say that Rabash is the spirit of love that lives within us?
Yes. Whatever is in us, most of all, it's the Rabash, and inside of him, inside of that, you have Baal Sulam, inside of that, you have Baal Shem Tov, inside of that, you have the Ari, and inside all of them, you have Rabbi Shimon, Rashbi. That's how I feel our spiritual foundation is laid out.
Учитель, вот такой вопрос. Я так понимаю, вы получили от Рабаша методику из...
Teacher, the question is, the more I understand, is you received the method of correction from Rabash mouth to mouth. How will we learn such a form of Kabbalah?
I convey this to you every morning, every day in the lessons. And other than that, you have so many writings, movies, let's say clips, songs, a society that can express it, discuss it. I don't understand what you're even asking for, all of you. You have everything you need. You just need to be a little more serious and focused. Focused. That's it. Now,
Kiev 2.
Rav,
thank you, Rav. I am in great impression from the preparation for the lesson itself. He wraps us with a certain warmth, a great warmth towards Rabash. And I don't want to relate to him as an instrument to attain the Creator, just like I don't want to relate to friends as a device for attaining the Creator. It's felt like he's like our grandfather and we're our grandchildren. What's the right attitude towards Rabash?
We need to relate to everything we have as means, instruments, by which to come to bestow contentment upon the Creator. It's only for that purpose. I actually use all people, all the friends, all of Bnei Baruch, all of humanity, all my teachers, I use them very, very crude way, or very, let's say, ruthlessly, I exploit them in order to bring contentment to the Creator, but in such a way where the final outcome is in the initial thought, and I'm not ashamed that I'm acting as I am. Certainly, when I was next to the Rabash, I needed to answer myself and also him to say why I'm doing this. Why am I serving him? Why am I next to him? Why am I doing this? I left a business which was so good, so profitable. What didn't I do? Yes? For what? In order to come to the revelation of the Creator. And so, of course, I use him, the Rabash, in order to reach the revelation of the Creator. And I very much hope that you are all using me as much as you can in order to come to the revelation of the Creator. It's mandatory, it's crucial, it's the goal. What are we here for? Is it in order to just make a convenient life for myself? This goal has to be very, very clearly, vividly in front of us, and we do everything for that purpose. Clear?
Yeah.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Rav, this love that we feel towards Rabash, towards you, where do we aim it?
To the Creator. Of course, towards the Creator. What do you mean? I don't understand you. You're all asking questions like little children. The children need to love the parents? Yes. For what? In order to advance and reach their goals in life. Fulfill their purpose. Right? Is the child born in order to take care of his parents? No. He's born to use his parents to advance forward. Each generation advances.
Рав, я прошу прощения. Но вы часто говорите, что нельзя любить Творца больше, чем товарища.
Rav, you say many times that you can't do more than with the friends.
It's not me saying it, it's written.
And?
But here we love the goal more than the means to attain it. Meaning we want to come to the Creator more than we love Rabash?
No, because ultimately you'll connect it all as one there. You'll connect it all as one thing.
So we will move to the first excerpt from the articles that are there to experts for Rabash's Memorial Day. The first one is from the introduction to the book of Panim, Meirot Masbirot, number 8, from Bala Sulam. Come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. As they stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the nether world, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and awaiting for us from the very beginning. As we have said above, each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his teaching and sanctity. Our sages have already said you have no generation which without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
I see one question. But regarding the excerpts, ask only about what we just read. Moscow 7.
Каким образом правильно выразить благодарность нашим учителям?
In what way is it correct to express gratitude to our teachers?
By adhering to their words. Adhering to their words. It's very simple. It's easy to understand and well known. Wherever they want to direct you, guide you, go that way. That means that you thank them, that you love them, whatever. You don't need to bring them gifts or any kind of special regards. Whatever they give you as directions, you follow. You take that and follow exactly. And that's the greatest thing you can do for them. All right, so...
Хочется научиться вот этому свойству как бы постоянно находиться в атаке, постоянно находиться...
I'd want to learn to always be in attack, to be in connection with the Creator. And in the book it says that he was constantly on attack towards the Creator.
It's on the condition that the group pressures you. It's impossible any other way. We're coming closer and closer to the last generation, meaning that only through the group it is that we can be aimed towards the goal, because the goal is clear to us as something that's revealed through the connection, the unity between us. That's what they write to us, and we have to actualize it, put it into practice.
So we need to see how we advance only by building the society and all of us together. All of us together. Within the society, there is an ideological nucleus that is now preparing the lessons already and that will continue to read and to write and to manage things. And the rest, according to this management, even now I'm not managing it, those friends are managing. So, and they together, there's no one there who stands out. Together they are managing society, they're telling us what to learn, and that's how we advance. Say now we are reading excerpts. I didn't look up these excerpts. I didn't put them together. I didn't bring them to you. There were a few people who did that and set up the study material for us. And around this material now, we're sitting in tens. And each ten and all the tens together unite in order to create a sufficient level of connection to reveal the Creator among us. This is how it should be. Okay, clear?
Another question. We read from the letter of the Rabash. Are these letters, after he left, after Bala Sulam passed away, went to England, so all these letters are full with a heartful relation towards the students he had left in Israel? After you came to him, so
Chadashim.
I brought him new students, young people, not religious, and to them he wrote differently, of course, in a different way. It's a completely different relation. When I came to, he learned on me how to relate to those students that I brought him. He was disconnected from secular people. He lived in Bnei Brak, in his own orthodox frame of life. He didn't mingle with the outside world. And therefore, when he started writing for us, he wrote differently. I remember. We would go to the gym. Along the way, we would talk about the articles. We would sit and wait for a doctor's appointment and talk about these articles. Everywhere we went, we would talk only about these articles, the articles that he was going to write for the people who came. He would speak to me, and I would ask him, and I saw how his wording was changing. He wrote it in such a way that it's not like a religious person. It's not the way a religious person writes. They are written in a way that everyone can understand and feel. That it's about the process of revealing the Creator to a person.
Rab, ¿qué significa exactamente la última generación? ¿Qué implica última para el mundo que conocemos?
What does it mean exactly, the last generation? What does it mean, last, for the world that we know?
The last generation is a period when all of humanity must gather, connect, unite as one man with one heart through its nucleus, which is the group of Kabbalists, Bnei Baruch, who can advertise, publish the method of correction, and set an example of connection. And this way, all of humanity will be able to connect. On one hand, in order to be saved from the blows, which we are approaching, as everyone feels, and on the other hand, not in order to run away from the blows, but to approach good things, approach the good with the Creator through the connection between us. So this whole process, which is already obligating all of humanity, this is called the last generation. Meaning all of humanity is called generation, and it's last, because there's nothing else to do other than to discover the Creator through unity and achieve dvikut between them and the Creator. And this is called reaching the next world. So let's hope we can make this goal known, and that people will accept it either because of a good way, or in a good way or in a bad way, and will bring everyone to the mountain of the Lord, to Dvikut. This is our task. This is our duty. That's it. Rav, can I ask?
What?
During Rabash's life, were you afraid that you wouldn't achieve spirituality before he dies?
It was maybe in the beginning all kinds of thoughts, till I understood that it doesn't matter where you are, if the teacher's there or not. The main thing is the connection between me and the teacher. And then by that, you can always attain a mutual goal. That's it. That's why it's worth thinking. Do you have a connection with the teacher? And if not, you have to search for a different teacher, that it could be that with him you will have a connection, but without a connection with the teacher, you won't reach the Creator.
Hello, Rav. You told Baruch before that there must be connection with the Creator. Without connection to the Creator, to the teacher, sorry, you won't achieve the goal. What does it mean to build a connection with a teacher?
To listen, to try and agree with everything, to perform everything the teacher tells you in order to attain the Creator, to identify, connect with all the students, so in order to attain the Creator with them. The teacher, the Rav, is a guide. You don't have to bow down before him. You have to do what he says. That's it.
Can I ask another question about that?
Yeah.
How does a teacher... Well, it was very clear that Rabash saw the potential in you to lead correction to the world, and he really invested in you. He picked you to go with him to all kinds of places.
Rabash saw that you are going to be my student. That's why he chose me.
You confused me. I wanted to ask if you see in certain students this or that potential. Can the teacher even see that? Does he know how to place them in the right places to bring correction to the world more quickly?
I'll tell you that some other time. Okay. What's right for today, for me, everybody's equal. Everybody's equal. But there are some that are more important or less important. That's in the matter of the people who are before me, as much as they yearn for connection and organizing connection between everybody, and they yearn for dissemination and organizing dissemination in humanity. Those two things, according to those two tendencies, I value a student. Meaning, as much as he's connected to the others and he's concerned about the connection, and as much as he's concerned in disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah in all of humanity. And here it's men and women, by the way. They are, according to that, close to me or further away. Let's have a workshop. How can we, what we just heard about, how can we receive this in faith above reason? How do we accept what we just heard? What the Kabbalists have been doing, how they were working, how they were relating to the creation, the friends, the Creator. How do we organize this in faith above reason?
Please.
Try helping each other to find such an approach here called faith above reason. Speak between you, just speak a bit. Each one says a sentence or half a sentence, and you'll see how it will work out. How can we put ourselves in a way that I accept my group and faith above reason. Meaning that I always see them successful, great, that are in adhesion with the Creator, that if not in this way, so I'm probably mistaking. They have eyes and they shall not see. We need to see them that they are standing in all the height, more than everybody. Adhere to the Creator 100%. And I now need to say, my eyes don't see the truth. I have to relate to them as if now I'm determining that they're adhered to the Creator. So how should I relate to them? How should I relate to them? If I now will do it, that's caught, that I am keeping faith above reason, and then I'll truly reveal the eternal world, the whole state. How do I do this? Let's imagine to ourselves, depict a group that I see them in the perfect state, all entirely, that I'm relating to them in faith above reason. That everybody's connected together, everybody's adhered to one another, everybody's adhered to the Creator, and now I'm going in there and I want to join in too. How should I perform my actions in order to integrate together with them? Workshop.
Included and complete you.
Rav, if we reach the correct attitude towards the group in faith above reason, that I see everybody as whole, everybody worthy, everybody connected to such an extent that that concept, the Creator, come and see is revealed between them as a result of the connection between them, the relationships between them, that you have built them, you have made me the Creator. How then will the surrounding environment be able to change through that? For the good, for the bad, in any way, the corporeal reality.
Relation of the Creator between us, it'll just change humanity.
Rav, why does reaching faith above reason, the simplest way is in my attitude towards the group, towards my ten? That if I adhere to the ten and want to be with them in justifying them, in supporting them, in just melting into them, connecting to them, whatever happens, I want to be in that. By this, I annul my ego to be like the zero next to the one. I help them in everything possible to be one before the zero. I entirely in such a way behave towards the ten that by this I want to attain the degree of faith above reason in practice. That is the most practical action you can do, that by this we reach faith above reason. So that's why the Kabbalists write it. This is adhesion in the group, annulment towards the friends. And then for sure that I, by this, acquire the degree of faith above reason. By this, you start entering the spiritual system. Meaning, it's not just that they're pushing us into this. They're pushing us into this in order to acquire the degree of faith above reason. Well, let's hope that you understand this, that you heard it. We'll follow Abash and advance. If you have questions, you can ask them also this evening. We will be in the same topic. This day is entirely towards or aimed towards our teacher. Rabbi Baruch Shalom Alevi Ashlag, the Rabash, our teacher forever.